Revered Atma Rupanandji and dear friends, we had been seeing that how this great scripture, Bhagavad Gita, leads us to our goal of life in a very practical manner. Although all of us have the same one goal, and that is realizing the divinity within us. We are all potentially divine, and the goal is to manifest this divinity. Now the paths for this manifestation, they are not the same. They are not identical for every person. Like we were seeing the analogy last Friday, that all the different points on the circumference of a circle all have the same center, but that doesn't mean that their approach to the center is same. Each will be connected with the center with a different radius. So each one of us could be, and rather should be, following a path different from that of other person. And yet, as all the radii, as they come closer to the center, we see the distance between them decreasing. So also, instead of quarreling over whether my path is right or your path is right, when we keep on traveling on our path, we see that the distance between these paths, it starts reducing, and ultimately at the center, it completely vanishes. So that is the great secret to be learnt in practical spirituality. That yes, I have to follow my path. And here comes this Arjuna's dilemma right to us too, that we were discussing in the beginning of the third chapter. That although a path that is psychologically suitable to us, or say an individual, that individual feels that somebody else's path is better, superior to my path. I should be taking that path. And thus we end up in not going anywhere, because I can go only on the path that I am on. When I get tempted by the other path, what the end result is, that I don't walk on my path, that's all. I am not on the other path anyway, I cannot walk on that path since I am not on that. So, that is why it is very important that to take the psychologically correct path. And this is not a matter of choice. This is not that I like this candy, you like that candy, I can take this. It is not matter of a personal choice. It is what is determined by one's constitution. It is not matter of liking, but what suits you. It is like medication. You may like one medication, looks very nice. In our mobile dispensary, people sometimes used to say, give me those blue pills, they look so nice. Oh well, it is not question of yours that looking nice. It is. It depends on what malady, what problem you have, that determines which medication you take. So, here too, it appears to many of us that if I give up all the work, this work is so bothersome, if I get away from all this work, then peace will reign supreme in my life. Then I can just go on meditating all the time. This temptation comes to people, what to speak of others, even to monks, that, well, what am I doing here? It is so much of work. continuously, even though I am a monk, I have to be busy all the time, and let me go away and go to a nice retreat place and spend my life there meditating all the time. How nice it will be. I will be just one with the divine. No need to bother with all this terrible work. Our one president, Swamiji, 10th president of our order, Swami Vireshwarananji, sometimes used to make this nice remark that you Swami, when you come to become a Swami, you leave a home and heart thinking that, well, that is, now you want to come to monastery to lead a completely spiritual life. And after being here for a little while, then you feel that, well, let me go somewhere else, that is to lead spiritual life. This is a play of delusion, play of maya, that runs riot in everybody's life, friends. And this is depicted in this question of Arjuna, that he questions that why, Lord Krishna, you are praising this path of knowledge, and then why you are pressurizing me to do this horrible work of battle, performing the battle. And Lord understands this difficulty, this question, and gives the proper answer that, look, I have described even from the ancient times the paths suitable for different types of people, and the two main disciplines are following the path of work, path of that is called yoga, that you try to unite all your faculties to the ideal, and then for that you need to do work. Yoga. Karma yogena yoginam, that is one path. Pura prokta mayanagha. From ancient times I have been telling this to people. It is in the fourth chapter also we will read this funny statement of Lord that he is, for Arjuna, he is seeing this man Krishna who he takes as his teacher. But still, he is of similar age as himself. So how could he tell ages ago all these things? So ages ago means really we are ageless. Only we have taken this body as a clothing, you know. Just as I can tell that last year I had told you this thing, I might have been in very different clothings then. But does it mean that the person was different? Clothings, they come and go. So bodies also come and go, but because of our terrible attachment and identification with body, we feel that, well, I was born on such and such date, I am of such and such age, and well, that's all. Before that I was not, as it were. Do you think that before you put on this shirt you were not? Nobody imagines like that. Even before you put this this particular sweater Triveni, you still were there, is it not? You still were there. Yeah, there is. You have absolutely no doubt about that. So even before we took up this body, a shirt, a dress, we still were there, but we, because of ignorance, forget this. Lord knows this. So he says that I have told both these paths from ancient times. And these two clear divisions are there. Those who are still to work out, they have to work out many, many tendencies that, and then they will be able to take up the path of knowledge. So it is not that everybody is constitutionally suitable for going on the path of knowledge. one feels that yes, path of knowledge, as it were, it is superior. There is no superiority or inferiority. It is not just as in medication, it is not superior or inferior. What is applicable to you, what cures you, that is important. There is no superior or inferior in that. It is what suits you, what helps you, that is the medication for you. So, here too, that it is not question of whether the path of knowledge is superior to path of action. No, not at all. In fact, later again we will see in the sixth chapter, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna about work, that it is a superior path for a person like you. Then again in 12th chapter, in the beginning, he reinforces this, that for you, this is a better path. So, it is, we must understand this context. The path that is not ours appears to be very tempting, like we saw that somebody else's work seems to be very fine. I remember one mailman who used to come to our center in Nagpur used to always complain about his job. And would say, I pray to Lord in my next birth, you make me anything. You make me a garbage picker, you make me work on the, laborer on the road making the projects, you make me anything, but don't make me a mailman. He would narrate all the woes of a mailman. The other day I was going to deliver the mail and suddenly a dog jumped on me and my pant was torn by that dog. And now I ask for a new pant to the department, they are not giving me. So many things. He would narrate a big woe, long tale of his woes of mailman. Anything else will be nice. The other persons, they have their own tales to tell, that a doctor would tell, terrible, it is always 24 hours we have our work, never. It is, we don't get release any time. At the midnight you get a phone call, some emergency here, there. So, our friend who is sitting here, he said that he narrated a nice story. He is an Ayurveda physician. So, when he was traveling in the plane, suddenly somebody took, a lady had some problem. And the captain announced, is there any doctor amongst the passengers? And then he was pressed into service there. So, it is, everybody has, other passengers had a very nice ride. No problem, they were resting, sleeping. But this fellow had to spend time there also in working. So, everybody has their problems. We only feel that the grass is greener on the other side. How nice it is. I used to hear that on our, when I was a child, those street vendors of those small one-stringed instruments used to come. And they were expert players, used to play so nicely, and they were selling those things, those one-string, tiny string instruments, for just pennies. So we would gather and listening to the way that nice sound, we would buy one, and then he would give. Then we would try playing, horrible sound. I used to feel that the instrument that he is playing is a special one. Then I would tell, give me that. And he would give without any hesitation. Okay, take this, if you like this, take this. But again, the question is not of the instrument, it is the who is playing it. That is the... So, That is how we feel that the one in my hand is not right, the one in that his hand is right. It is, that is why we do not follow the constitutionally right, suitable, correct path. This is how Maya obstructs us. Maya doesn't want us to get over this ignorance and realize the truth. So what is right path for us is somehow we feel in our mind that is not right for me. The other is better. So, therefore Lord says that look, if you try to go to the other path, remember a very important verse follows that na karmana manarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute nacha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhigachyati. Let me read the translation from here. By not doing work, a person does not reach inactivity, nor does he attain perfection by mere renunciation of action. By just not beginning the action, one does not come to the level or the state of going beyond activity, or as here it is, the simple meaning is inactivity. It is, you have to begin and then finish and then you come to the state of inactivity. I used to remember that a friend of mine in my early school days, a very brilliant boy, and he used to be seen relaxing, and I also used to be seen relaxing or playing around, but our states were very different. He used to finish his homework early and I would keep on procrastinating. So our states apparently were alike, that I am not also doing homework, he is also not doing homework. I am yet to begin, he has finished. So, that is how if we just stop working, have you finished your work? Then only the state of going beyond comes. And just if I decide not to do my work, doesn't mean that I have finished the work. And you really have to go beyond work by finishing it. So first, for finishing, you have to first begin. That is important. If you don't begin, there is no question of finishing. So, Lord says, without first beginning to work out all your karmas, your tendencies, how can you go beyond them? The work doesn't get finished unless you first begin it in the right earnest. So first you have to begin the work, then you can finish it. And when you finish it, that is, then you are in that state of inaction. Then you can be relaxing really, that yes, I have finished my work. In Sanskrit, there is a very beautiful word that our scriptures use very often, krita kritya. That krita kritya means what was to be done has been accomplished. Now this person has reached the goal of life. Whatever was to be done is accomplished now. Now there is no activity left to be done. Now if you do, that is a matter of choice, relaxation, you can do that. It is not a compulsion anymore. Like a person just for the sake of visiting and wants to see how the things work, visits a prison. Now for that person it is a matter of choice. Let me see how the prisons work, how the administration is, what is the condition of the prisoners. It is all a matter of choice. Nobody forces that person to go to the jail. But, well, if you have been sentenced then it is not a matter of choice. I will go or I will not go. You are forced to go. So, our condition is like that. The ones who are forced to work, we have to complete the present term. Then only we can get out of it. It is not possible without that. So therefore, the Lord says to Arjuna, look, you cannot just stopping the work doesn't take you beyond work. It is not at all the desirable state. And if you just decide to stop work, don't think that just by giving up the work you get the highest state, siddhim. You do not achieve the goal of life by just stopping the work. What you want to achieve doesn't come by stopping the work automatically. It is, you have to take up the work in right earnest, follow the path. Gradually as you move, you come to the end of the path, and thus now you have finished whatever was to be done on that path. Then maybe you become eligible for the next stage. It is, I used to feel that when in primary school, one gentleman used to be staying, our distant relation. So he used to be there and he was doing his, I think, doctorate something. And I used to see how free that fellow is. I have to do my homework and then if not, I get punishments. And this seems to be studying, student like me, but it looks more free. I am under such bondage. So I used to tell my mother and father that I don't want to be in this third grade. I want to do the PhD. Now, unless you can go through this third grade properly, how are you going to do the PhD? It is not possible to do that. So, that is how our condition is, Arjuna's condition. Let me give up the work and take the path of knowledge is exactly like that. Let me not do in this, go to this third grade. Let me go straightway to and finish my PhD. So just as that is ridiculous, that is impossible, that makes no sense at all. So Arjuna's this statement, although Arjuna, like as a child, I used to feel it very sincerely that what is there in PhD doesn't seem to be working as hard as I work. It is so difficult to pass the third grade exams and so many books. It is so difficult. And he doesn't seem to be having to take dictation and write this, that, spelling, these things. And I have to go through all these grammar and spelling and this silly arithmetic problems which never come right. I don't know how. Whereas this fellow seems to be enjoying. So it is like that our state is. I want to do something. I want to walk on the higher path. Yes, that is true. It is excellent. But then you have to get yourself ready for that. We all say, if like I am to go to India soon, so if now I have to go by take a flight, but if I say that no, I will go straight into the flight won't come to Vedanta Society here, the aeroplane doesn't come here, this is not the airport, it won't come here on the Angel Street. And so, if I say, no, I don't want to take a road transport, I just want to fly, how nice it is. You go soar in the sky and how fast it goes. Whereas this car moves so slowly, I don't want to get into that. I want to go get into the plane. Oh, fellow, that's fine, but the plane doesn't come here. You have to take the car and then get there. Then, that's right. Then now don't sit in the car. When you get to the airport, get out of it and then board the plane. Both these things are there. Sometimes one gets attached to the work so much that when the thing is done, still doesn't want to board the plane, doesn't want to give up the work, wants to get attached. It is so much attached to work that feels that work cannot be given up. We want to do it all the time. That is also not right. When you have come to the airport, now if you just sit in the car, then the car won't take you to India. It is not meant for flying or going on the waters. So you have to change there. So that is what Lord is telling Arjuna, that look, just by giving up the work, you do not go beyond it. You do not achieve the goal of life just by giving up the work. You do not become a person of knowledge. The work is very bothersome at times, we know. If we don't work, then it appears that there is no problem. How nice it is. It is very, very difficult to sit without work. In fact, you can say sitting also is a kind of work. But if we do not have any meaningful work that we feel that brings us some good or gives the satisfaction of having done something, the life becomes almost unlivable for most of us. We say that, well, that fellow is idle and doesn't do any work. I told you some time back the nice story. A king used to feed a monk who used to just sit there and meditate under a tree. But the courtiers, they became jealous and complained to the king, "Oh king, this is not right. You are kind of encouraging this kind of callous and ideal behavior. No, no, this fellow doesn't do any work. Don't feed him." And the king said, "Well, why you are worried? Am I reducing your salary or anything? No, you are being given everything. If you want, I will give you food also. Just sit. Don't do anything. Just sit. I will give you work too. I will give you food too. Is it easy to sit?" We see here in some meditation and other, in 5 minutes, people start moving like this, looking at watch, and yes, it is not easy to sit also. We feel that sitting is very easy. No, try. It is not that easy. It is so, even for not working, one has to have that great preparation. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell a nice story of a person, a man, had to do lot of work to support family, and then there were clashes also every now and then, so got one day decided to give it up all and then run away to the holy place Benares. So he one day just ran. Then, now after going to Benares, he went with great enthusiasm. "Now I have cut all the chains. I am free." No, the fellow writes after a few days from Benares to his family, "Don't worry." They were not worrying. He was worrying. "Don't worry. I am all right here. And then I have got a job here. Soon I will send money and all that stuff." It is not easy to get rid of all the attachments just by running away. One lady in Shillong, where I used to be, always used to have these complaints that very nice lady, very devoted, but every now and then she used to get this fit that, "Oh, so terrible here at work. You know, my those people, they are giving me so much of harassment is there. You don't know, Swami, you just sit here. You don't know anything about the world. I say, yes, I don't know. Agreed. But what is that you know? And that at home they don't understand this. They have their demands at home. My husband wants this, my children want this, they want this. I have decided to go to Kashi. Again, same. Banaras seems to be a good place to run away. Well, I said, you try and see if you can go to Banaras and stay there for a few days. That will be nice. She always kept on saying, but never really went to Banaras. It is not possible to give up. It is the idea is it comes, and then you feel that whatever you are doing is not right. Let me get away from all this. It is not possible. It is a temptation. That temptation only results in making you not do what you should be doing. Not that you do something better, that is not happening. But what you should be doing, that also you don't do. I remember always, I have told here earlier on some occasions, that one of our Swamis used to tell that if a fox tries to imitate a lion, then the fellow becomes a morbid fox. Not a morbid lion. That is not there at all. That is that lion becoming a lion is not possible at all for that fox. Earlier it was a good fox at least. Now the idea of imitating a lion has deprived that fellow of its good foxhood either. So he is neither a good fox nor no question of being a lion at all. So, if we do not do what is constitutionally suitable for us, what is right for us, we end up in not doing anything right. The higher path doesn't open unless we finish with the lower path. Unless you clear the third grade, you don't get to the even to the fourth grade, let alone PhD. So, Lord Krishna is trying to tell Arjuna that just by giving up the work, just by stopping the work, you do not reach the higher realizations of life. Then he says, even look at it practically. Can you stop work even for a moment? A very important lesson that we must remember. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatu tishthatya karma krit karyate hi avashah karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. Even for a moment, no one can stop the work, even for a moment. Not a moment elapses without work. You cannot stop work even for a moment. Every moment we are working. And why? Because karyate hi avashah, you are bound. We are all in a way, it is terrifying. But let us accept the fact that we are bound by our tendencies which will make us work. They kind of keep on whipping us. We are slaves to those tendencies and they will kick us to do the work. It is not at all possible for us to spend a moment without work. The idea is very, very profound, a very important idea that I am sitting, for example, I am not doing anything, I am just sitting. You are doing the work of sitting. I am sitting. That is just as I am eating, I am drilling, I am writing, I am running. So similarly, grammatically speaking, I am sitting. Sitting is also a verb. In Sanskrit, the synonym for verb is kriyapada. Kriyapada means it indicates kriya, an action. So sitting is also a verb. It is an action. I am sitting, I am running, I am eating. All these are actions. So can you be without activity even for a moment? No, that I, ego in us, that will keep on making us work. If the ego is not there, then alone, then the body may be working. You don't have the awareness that I am working. I am not working at all. The body may be working, but there is no identification with body. We see this very important aspect of our work, that how do I work? Say, for example, I am speaking, I feel that I am doing work, I am giving a class on Bhagavad Gita, whatever it may mean, but then it is this understanding, I am giving a class on Bhagavad Gita. Am I giving? What is happening? The body, this mouth is, the blabbering is happening at this end, some vibrations are coming out. So this activity is with the mouth. Then there is the mind has thoughts which become converted into sound, the gross sound, and that is coming out. Again, mind is working. The body is working and mind is working. But I am neither body nor the mind. Then am I working? I am not working at all. It is when this identification is gone, then I am never working. And if the identification is there, we may be sitting quiet, we may be sleeping, and still the work is going on every moment non-stop. The only way of getting rest is therefore cutting this fictitious connection between I and the body, I and the mind. I am not the body. So let body do lot of work. I don't do anything. There is no work possible there. That again a nice story Sri Ramakrishna used to tell. And that is where the state of real inactivity is there. That a story is told about that great sage Vyasa. It happened on the bank of Jamuna, at least as the anecdote goes, that on the bank of the river Jamuna, the gopis, the cowherd girls were standing with all their milk products to be taken beyond the bank to on the other shore of the river to sell it there. The marketplace was there. So they wanted to take all that their milk products, this ghee and butter and yogurt and all that. They were waiting there, but the river was flooded. How to cross? There was a big flood. So they saw this sage Vyas and requested that you are a holy man, you must be having many powers. So we are desperate now, if we do not sell it now, this is a perishable goods, it will just get spoiled, we will lose everything. So please do something, show us a way how we can cross the river and get there. Now Vyasa said, well, I don't, first I am not right now concerned with that, I am very hungry, give me to eat, you have seem to have lot of things, give me to eat. And Vyasa ate all that yogurt and butter and what not, and after filling the stomach said, oh good, So now he was feeling full. And then he stood on the bank of the river and said, O river Yamuna, if I have not eaten anything, you please give way and let these gopis pass. Now the gopis said, oh, just now this fellow ate so much. He should have said the reverse thing. Oh, Yamuna, if I have eaten to the full, then you please split and give path to the gopis. But he said reverse, that if I have not eaten anything, and yet they saw that the river split, and then the gopis got the path to go. Why? This story indicates a very important thing, that Vyasa did not have the awareness that he is eating. The eating is not happening at the level of I. It is just some thing, butter and yogurt and all that was in the bags of the gopis, they were transferred into this sack, that's all. This sack took it. I didn't have any connection with it. It was there, it came here. It is not with me at all. It is, how am I come to be connected with it? It was in that sack, and from that sack it got transferred to this sack. Just as when you put gas in your car, your car is not running because the fuel is finished. So you have to now fill gas in it. When you fill the gas in the car, do we think that now when the car that is full, now I am full? The car is full, okay. It is the gas tank of the car is full. Do we think I am full? No. So this is just a car, not I. Is it not? Is it a vehicle? And we go from one place to another, primarily in the body, is it not? The body then sits in the car and then the car goes. That is a secondary vehicle. Primary vehicle is body, that I sit in the body. In Kathopanishad, therefore, this body is called a chariot, a vehicle. Shariram rathamevatu, this body is Triveni, nice vehicle, is it not? Body is this nice vehicle. So, it is, we are just putting gas into this vehicle. Am I eating? I am not eating anything. And with Vyasa, that being the real true awareness, he was not at all having this idea that I ate anything. That is the stage where you don't do anything. It is because the instruments, the body is an instrument and they are doing something. I am not concerned with that at all. So, to get to this knowledge, one has to do the work in the right fashion. And not doing the work is not at all option. It is not at all an option. We have to do work. The only choice is whether to do it in the right way or the wrong way. And not driving is not at all an option if you are right in the middle of the road. Only option is whether drive in the right direction or in the wrong direction. That is the only choice you have. So in this life, only choice is not, stopping the work is not a choice at all. To work in the right manner or in the wrong manner. If we do it in a wrong fashion, the result is bondage. If we do it in the right way, the result is freedom. That is called yoga. Doing work in the wrong way has another nice Sanskrit word. It is called bhoga. Bhoga means you are working but in the wrong way and never going to finish again and again. It is like going round on a circular path. Never ends, you know. Go again and again, and you are on the same place, you come again and again. Never, the path never ends. But if you do it in the right fashion, that is called yoga. So, when you do yoga in life, life gets illumined. So, Lord Krishna is exhorting Arjuna to take up this path of yoga. This chapter of Karma Yoga continues further, this third chapter. Our time for today is almost finished, so I won't go to the next verse. It is only one small idea in the next verse I'll tell, that if you forcibly try to then stop work, then what happens? Then you become a hypocrite. It is the danger that we must be aware of. If there are the tendencies, the desires continuously boiling in us, and if you just say that, no, I don't have any desires, I don't need to do anything, and then you become a hypocrite. This thing of next verse. So therefore, we have to work in the right fashion. The third chapter, fourth chapter, fifth chapter and a part of sixth chapter all pertain to this ideal of doing activity in the right fashion. So, we will end the class here. Do you have any questions? So please feel free to ask. Yes, Jamuna Bhai, we told your story right now, so you can... Her name is also Jamuna, so...
my only question is, when you talk about this inactivity, you're basically, are you talking about not the inactivity that we normally think of, that like lack of activity, but are you saying like the fact that that like not coming, not going, that kind of inactivity?
Yes, if exactly, like the example I gave, I told about that not beginning the homework and finishing the homework. So like that there is the difference between the two. That when you really need to do work, if you are not doing it, then you are not having the real inactivity. Whereas when you have finished the work, then that is naishkarmya, that is the word used here in this verse that we just saw, naishkarmya, the state of going beyond activity. So that is what is meant here. You have finished all that needs to be done and so now you are relaxed. Any other question? So friends, we will now conclude with the closing prayers. Before that, a few announcements. For some time to come, we will have different exciting talks on Fridays. I will not, unfortunately, be able to be part of this nice fun you will be having on Fridays. The next Friday, actually, our Chet Bonsek will be speaking on this ideal of Karma Yoga as explained in different religions, how different religions also emphasize this ideal of Karma Yoga. We shall see that from Chester Bonsack. He is a very devoted person. And has read a lot of scriptures and is by profession an engineer. You know what is the meaning of an engineer? Always wants to practicalize the ideas. Only theories, they are not, engineers are not interested in that. Something that can be actually put into practice. So he will be giving very important practical hints to us next Friday about it. And tomorrow we are having a retreat on a very beautiful subject about sound, meaning and mantra by Swami Atmarupananda, who is here, sitting here. He is a very brilliant teacher. I had always been impressed whenever he speaks, even in the ordinary talks, let alone the classes. He gives such profound instructions even in his ordinary behavior and talk. Very nice, so a great opportunity for us to learn from him. But you need to register for attending the retreat. If any of you are interested, the forms are there in the book room. So please register and attend the day-long retreat tomorrow. Let us conclude with the closing prayers. Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyat Shastra Vistarehi Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukhapadmad Vinisrita Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva Eko Mantrah Tasya Namani Yani Karmapyekam Tasya Devasya Seva Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.